I want to give you some meaning, and we'll come back and pick this up. Thou wilt show me the path of life. And then he said, in my presence is fullness of joy. At my right hand there are pleasure forevermore. Listen, the Hebrew word for life in this setting is Chay. Here's some of the meanings. Here's some of its meaning. Chay. Listen. Here's some of its meaning. Living, alive, have life, remain alive, sustain life, live prosperously, prosperly, live forever, be quickened, revive from sickness, discouragement, or even from death, vigorous, fresh, running like water. You know, what happened to a thirsty horse, a thirsty cow, a thirsty person? Boy, you run up on some running water, some water. That's life. A hot desert, the sun 110 degrees, and you thirsty. That's life. You get it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's move on. By the life of, as one lives, as using an oath, exclamation, livelihood, life, refreshment. The Old Testament puts a real premium upon life and views it as being good. And this is what he says in Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Man became a living soul. What Satan put on Adam, or what Adam allowed Satan to bring in the earth and put on mankind. And we'll go through it the next time. I don't have time because my time is out. What Adam allowed Satan to bring and put on mankind. Y'all, you got to hear what I'm saying. Hear what the Holy Ghost is saying. Jesus came and he is called the last Adam. He's called the last Adam. And what the first Adam allowed on the human race, the last Adam took all of it off humanity. And now he's saying, embrace life. Live in my presence. There's life in me forevermore. There is life for every area of your life. There is life. There is provision. There is provision for every area of your life. There's not a part of your life should be lacking. There's not a part of my life should be lacking. I shouldn't be in fear. I shouldn't be weary. I shouldn't be dreary. I shouldn't be down. I shouldn't be broke. I shouldn't be sad. There is life to live If you need money, there's money. If you need peace, there's peace. If you need joy, there's joy. If you need strength, there's strength. If you need knowledge, there's knowledge. If you need wisdom, there's wisdom. If whatever you need, it's yours. But if you live out of your soul, or live out of your mind, or live out of your flesh, and don't renew your mind and crucify the flesh, you'll live defeated from those areas. And you'll walk around and say, I need this and I need that. And really, you don't. Really, you don't, because it's been provided. You just hadn't found out you got it. And then get busy and go after and get it. That's why David found out that he found out from the Lord, what should I do, Lord? Then took everything, my children, my wife, everything. We done cried and ain't nothing changed. We can't cry no more. All the tears gone. And what we going to do, Lord? And he told one of the servants, he said, bring me an ephod. I'm finna seek God. Whoa. And he got in the presence of God and he heard that word. What did he hear? Go get your stuff. And I'm telling you, God got a word for Christian Fellowship Church. This year he said, go and get your stuff. And you can't get it sitting on your fanny. How should I say that? Sitting on your backside. Praise be to Jesus. Glory to God. Woo. I ain't just joking. I'm going to sit down, but I'm some kind of stirred up. Woo. All righty, do we have any ushers in this house? You better hurry up. I'll take off doing something. I'll run. I might cut a cartwheel.